something years ago. It's a tremendous honor to have Khan with us as usual for a pre-shmoo schmooze. I think if Khan has to unmute. If everyone else can mute and if Khan can unmute, we'll be able to hear.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear Rabbi, yes. Does Rabbi have Marvacomos he wants to put up or not?
No. Yeah. So we are ready?
Ready to go. Thank you so much, Rabbi. Thank you.
So there is a very famous pasuk that the Gemara mentions in a number of places, Medrasha mentioned, and there are many chiburim written about it. The pasuk is in Parshas Ekev, Va'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach Kiyim Li'ira. And even though Yira seems to be the focus, but actually the pasuk mentions just about every aspect of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The full pasuk, which is Perek Yud in Dvarim, pasuk Yud Beis, Va'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach Kiyim Li'ira Es Hashem Elokecha, Va'leches B'chol Drochav, U'la'ahav O'isai, and then it continues in the next pasuk, and it's really one chativa, lishmor es mitzvos Hashem b'shrikosav asher anochi mitzavcha hayom l'tov lach. So when you look at those two psukim together, basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking for everything. Yira, ava, avoida, l'leches b'drochav, lishma mitzvosav, chukosav, v'chulei v'chulei. It's important to know what this va'ata and now, va'ata Yisrael, what is that first word? Why doesn't the pasuk just begin? Shema Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach. What's va'ata and now, at this moment? I think the answer is very, very relevant to us. First, I'm going to present to you my idea, as it were, and then I'm going to present to you the Chofetz Chaim's idea on this same word, Va'ata Vav Ayin Tov Hei, and now. My idea is to look at the context in Parshas Ekev of this pasuk. You know that the Matan Torah event is repeated in Sefer Dvorim. And that is in Parshas Va'eschanan. But the continuation of the Matan Torah event, the tragedy of the Chet HaEgel, and the Luchos Shniyos, the second set of Luchos, which Moshe Rabbeinu brought down for Bnei Yisrael, that is presented to us Dafka in Parshas Ekev. And right before this Pasuk of Va'ata Yisrael, there is, in fact, the beginning of Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph, Ba'isahi Omer Hashem Elai, Psalucha Shnei Luchos Avonim Korishoinim, Ba'alei Elai Ha'hora, Ba'asisalucha Aron Eitz. And then Hashem says, I will write on the Luchos the same words that were on the Luchos Harishoinim, that which you broke. The Sam Tomba Oren, and you should place it in the Oren. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He took the Luchos, after Hashem wrote the words on the Luchos and inscribed them in the same way. Right? Es aseres hadvarim asher dibra Hashem aleichem b'har mitocha esh v'yoyim ha-kohol, v'yitneim Hashem Eloi. The reason the pasuk says v'yoyim ha-kohol here is because he wants to differentiate between the experience of the first Luchos and Maimer HaSinai and the second Luchos. As Rashi points out, when it says Psol Lucha Shnei Luchos Avonim in Parshas Kisisa, which we lain by every tainis tzibur, so Rashi points out Psol Lucha. What does it mean for you that it should be done privately, without the pomp and ceremony and the huge throngs of all of Klal Yisrael gathered together, which was the incredible event of the first Luchos in Maimar Har Sinai. And Rashi adds, was given with pomp and ceremony, and look what happened, they were broken. Ein lucha yofa min hatznius. So here, it says that the same text of the luchas that were given b'yom hakohol, when every member of Klal Yisrael witnessed with their own eyes and ears the incredible event of Maimed HaSinai. The same thing was written on the second luchas, which was not any longer b'yom hakohol, because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in private. But then Moshe Rabbeinu says, I came down from the mountain, I put the luchos in the Aron as HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me. And after that it says, V'ata Yisrael, Mo HaShem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imuch. I believe that the significance of the Va'ata is really very relevant to each and every one of us. And I mean every one of us. You, me, every Yid. Why? How so? Because there is a question that everyone has at the beginning of Yom Kippur, any Yom Kippur. Why should this Yom Kippur be different than last year's Yom Kippur? And what about all the promises that I made and commitments that I made, which were with great sincerity and great passion, and all of a sudden I'm doing this thing wrong and that thing wrong, I don't learn as well as I should. There's no limit to the things that could go wrong, and that actually sometimes do go wrong. So what does the Satan do? He plants into our minds and hearts, he plants an idea. You know what the idea is? You are what you are. You're not really going to change. There's nothing really that you're able to do to fight your personality, to fight the nisyonos of our times. You are what you are. And the proof is, look at Maimed HaSinai. And then they made an egel. So you see that we're just not capable. Ribbono Shlom says, I think you are capable. And that's why I gave you a second chance. And that's why I gave you the luchas. And you should know that it's the same luchas. I didn't change the nusach of the Aseres HaDibros. I didn't fix it. I didn't make it easier for you. I didn't modify it. I didn't reduce it. You know, they came out with a set of medrashim in English called the Medrash Says. And then for little children, they have a little Medrash Says. Because the big Medrash Says is a little bit too much for those little children. So this has more illustrations, bigger words, easier words. The whole thing is modified to bring it down, to dumb it down. Because that's the level of the child that this little Medrash Says is meant for. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't dumb anything down. He didn't change one word. He didn't change one iota. It is exactly the same. And that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling to Moshe Rabbeinu, that you go ahead and bring down them aluchos. And it says, Vayichtoiv al haluchos kamichtov harishoin eis aseres hadvorim asher dibar Hashem aleichem bo'ol mitoicha eish b'yoyim hakohol vayitneim Hashem elai. Hashem gave me the second luchos, and on those luchos every single thing was inscribed. You know why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is convinced that you can do it. And the Chet HaEgel notwithstanding. And that's the Pshat of Va'ata Yisrael, and now. It means whenever a person has a Hirur Tshuva, Satan's going to want to smash that Hirur to pieces. He's going to want to stop us in our tracks. He's going to want to say to us, you're dreaming, you're fantasizing. You're not going to be anything more than you were yesterday. You're not going to change. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoyel me'imach kim li'yira l'leches v'drochav la'av or la'avidus Hashem, and that's the total agenda of Yiddishkeit. So there has to be a va'ata. It has to be that it's starting all over again. You erase the past. You know, the Rambam has an idea based on Chazal, but he explains it a certain way. one of the inyonim of a Baal Tshuva, it's not done very often today, but one of the inyonim that's mentioned in the Gemara, the Darkei HaTeshuva, one of the tools, the kalim for doing tshuva, is his Mishana Shmoy. He changes his name. I've actually seen someone who is not from at all, and the first aliyah that he got after he became completely Shomer Shabbos, he went ahead and actually changed his name at the aliyah. But what's the idea behind this? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Mishana Shmoy Kloimar, Eini Oisei Ha'ish Asher Osas HaDvarim Ha'ela. I'm a different person. I'm not that person. That's the Va'ata Yisrael. You always can be a different person. The confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Klal Yisrael, our heritage, has a confidence in the potential of each and every one of us to grow and to change. And that's the Va'ata. You have no baggage to worry about. You cannot commit the terrible mistake of thinking that yesterday is determining tomorrow, that you are because you were. You are what you will be, not what you were. This is the idea behind Va'ata Yisrael, Vav Ayin Tov Hei. It's now. It's starting from the beginning. You know, the Goyim Lahavdil Elef Havdolos, they have a concept, born again. You know, it's a very interesting idea. And of course, like all their ideas, everything comes from Yiddishkeit. They're just one big bunch of Ganovim. But the truth is, we're not born again. Not really. We take from within us all those kochos, admit our mistakes, accept the consequences, but then we rise, we lift ourselves up out of the mud. What we believe is that within us, latent from day one, are tremendous koiches hanefesh. And we believe that when we start from scratch, we don't have to be born again. A ger, ger shenizgayer, kekoton shenolad. But a yid, he has his chelek aleikam imal, his neshama has kochos and potentials that are infinite, that are infinite. And a person can become whatever he wants in Avodas Hashem. He just has to want it enough. And the Satan's always going to try to tell us, no, no, you're not capable. You don't have the goods. You can't do it. You are what you are. Look at yesterday's Yom Kippur and the Yom Kippur before. And we say a person could be 89 years old and he's coming to his 90th Yom Kippur of his life. And 89 years he's been struggling. And he says, Va'ata, and now I'm going to do it. That is my pshat. But let me tell you the Chafetz Chaim's pshat. Chafetz Chaim wrote many sfarim. One of his great sfarim is called Ahavas Chesed. In Ahavas Chesed Chelek Beis, he has a footnote, a long footnote, in Perek Yud Aleph. But if many people have the Sefer Ahavas Chesed, please do me a favor, sometime on Shavuos, get your families together and go through this piece. It's a very easy piece to read. And it's so powerful, it's so beautiful. And he is basing himself on a very mysterious medrash. Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Chof Aleph, says on these words, Va'ata Yisrael, Ein Va'ata Ela Teshuva. Va'ata is Teshuva. So he wants to know, where in the word Va'ata is Merumas the idea of Teshuva? And what he says, although it's somewhat similar to what I told you, but he takes it in a direction that's very important, and particularly the way he describes, as a consequence of his analysis, of what this Va'ata, Ein Va'ata L'Tshuva means. It describes the first parsha of Kriya Shema, the first psukim, and in a very unique way. And he says as follows. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Al Toimar, don't say L'Reyacha, to your friend. And the Pashup Shad of the pasuk means as follows. You are the Malve and he's a Love. And you come to him and you ask him for payment. And he has the money. But he tells you to go away and come back again. Come back later. Manana. That's the Pashup Shad of the pasuk. Al Toimar L'Reyacha Lech Vashuv Umachar Etain V'yesh Lecha Zokdel. Reyacha is a remez on the Yetzer Tov, because the Yetzer Tov is the only true friend that a person has. And the Yetzer Hara keeps pushing him away. And he says, come back tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Yetzer Hara says, you'll enjoy life a little bit. You'll become a tzaddik tomorrow. And this is the pasuk, says the Chafetz Chaim, that's Meramis, Hayoim Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzav Chalasas. Hayoim Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands you that you should do it now. Do it today. And that's Chazal tell us on that idea of Hayoim Hazeh, that a person should always do tshuva because he doesn't know if he'll have a chance to do tshuva tomorrow. But the Chafetz Chaim takes it in a different direction. The Chafetz Chaim says, Shamati b'shem goyin echad. He doesn't even say it's his own idea. He says, I heard it in the name of a certain goyin. He doesn't say who it is. But shamati b'shem goyin echad sh'oma. Sh'odom tzorich l'shayer b'navshoy shloish advarim. A person has to use his imagination and paint for himself a picture about three things. Three nekudas. Echad, She'ein loy elo yoim echad lichyos. He only has today. It's a frightening thought, and it's a very difficult thing to imagine. Everything inside of us, especially when we're young, you know, I'm not young anymore, but you are very young. And you look at life, and there's this huge tapestry that just seems to have no end. You know, someone once calculated the total number of hours a person if he lives till 90, and you know the last years are not so pushy to begin with, so it's not so many hours. And you start thinking that an hour that's gone, it never returns. But he says you should think this is it, this is the day I have to have this day work and make it happen, because it's my only day. That's the first point. Then the second point is that he only has this perek of Mishnayos to do, or this Blat Gemara to do. Whatever he's learning now, that's the only thing he has to do. Now, of course, why is that important? Because otherwise you get overwhelmed. You ask yourself, so what did I accomplish? What am I doing? There's such a huge shas. There's so many things to learn. So the answer is no. All you have, blanket. A blanket covers everything else. You know, when they do surgery, I don't know if you've ever seen a video of a surgery, of any kind of surgery. So what do? They isolate the place so that the concentration and the focus should be only there. How do they do that? They take a sheet and they cover up the person who's getting the surgery, the patient, and they cut a section out only where they're going to perform the surgery. So that's your focus. Nothing else. The first point is it's today. The second point is it's this Blat Gemara. And then, he's the only Jew on earth. In other words, it's him, or Hashem doesn't have anything. Don't rely on whatever anyone else is going to do. Say there's this tzaddik and that. You know, everybody knows there's Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He learns Yom Valayla. That bothers me. Of course it doesn't bother you. But you have this mentality. You know, there are tzaddikim in the world, you know, so I won't be that tzaddik. And the person, this Goyin Echad said, that's the third thing. Shehu Yisrael Echad Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mitzaveyu Al Kiyum HaTayra Ubo Tolui Kiyum HaOlam. You know what that means? A person has to see. A lot of times people say, "Ah, I'm not that important." You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rely on me? I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. Look at these big tzaddikim, big talmidei chachamim, big nice night tzedakah. You know, what's my $5 going to do? What's my blat gemara going to do? The third thing a person has to think, says the Gaon, and the Chafetz Chaim quotes him, the Halakha Chafetz Chaim quotes him, you're the only one. It's up to you. Ubo tolui kiyum ha'olam. Unbelievable. Ki al yedei sheyachshav, sheyesh lo rak yom echad, lichyas, yase kol ma shebekoychoi betshuvu masim toivim. V'lo yoniach, because I'm thinking now that there may not be a mocha. As gruesome as the thought is, but a person has to know it's today. Today. And then Gami Masha Yakshav She'en Lo Yelo Ma'at Lilmoid. He thinks he only has this shtickle Gemara, whatever the Rebbe assigned me, so to speak. Whatever is on my daily agenda, it's today's agenda. It's not the cumulative responsibility of the entire Zman, of the entire year, of my entire life. He won't get lazy. Because the Satan says to him, it's too much. You can't handle it anyhow. Who are you trying to kid? Whom are you fooling? Come on. You're not shayach to this. Shas? Bavli? Rishalmi? Sifri? Sifra? Mechilta? Pick the Rebbe Lezer? I mean, come on. No. Is these 20 lines in the Gemara? That is what my responsibility is. 20 lines I can handle. 20 lines I can do. Zokta Vaita. Mafuke meha yetzer. And he gets frightened from the monstrous Torah that's in front of him. He says, you have to go an hour, cover it up. All you see is these few lines of Gemara. This Tosfos. You have to know this Tosfos. That's it. The person thinks that the world depends on him. The world is going to survive. Don't worry, there are plenty of. Now, the Lamed Vav Tzadikim that keep the world going, they don't need you. So the person has to think, no, it's me. Now the Chafetz Chaim says, but you know, how can you delude yourself into thinking something that's not true? He says, you don't know. You never know. Amru Chazal shechayev adam loyma b'shvili nivra ha'olam. V'gam pa'amim sha'olam chetzyei zakai v'chetzyei chayev. You know, we don't know where the world is at any given time. Because the truth of the matter is there's so much rishus and there's so much absurdity. I mean, you see it in front of your eyes and wherever you go. We don't have to spell it out now. That's not our agenda right now in this chabura together right now. But we all know that the world needs a lot of repair. A lot of repair. There's not a country, there's not a place, there's not a person. But all that repair, you know, the world may be on the balance. And you may actually make the difference, believe it or not. And if he's zakai, he's machriya the olam, the entire olam, the kapschus. And that's what he says. Ulidaiti. This is what the Gaon said. That there are three things you have to imagine. This is the only moment. This is the only piece of Torah, or the only mitzvah that I have to do, and it's up to me, because I make all the difference. Those are the three things you have to think. Zokta Chafetz Chaim, if you'd ask me, it's right there in the beginning of Kriya Shema. The Pasuk says, V'ahavta eist Hashem Elokecha. V'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol miyedecha. Heich ta'asa ad shetagia lozeh, v'hoyu hadvarim ha'eleh. That's the second thing. Hadvarim ha'ela, just these things. Nothing else, not before, not after. The focus in the surgery, it's this place. Right here, this taisvis. Hadvarim ha'ela. Asher anoichi mitzavcho when? Hayoim. And what is mitzavcho in the singular? It's you. So the Chafetz Chaim saw on these few, in these few words of the very critical pasuk after after Hashem Elokecha, the entire message of that going. All three in Yonim, in those few words in Kriya Shema. Says the Chafetz Chaim, now you understand what it means. Va'ato Yisrael. This is what he says, the Ein Va'ato Ela Tshuva. And then he says that, I'll read it to you. Va'ato b'chol zeh nevayer heitev be'ezes Hashem ha'medrash hanal. The kavonas hakosu va'ato Yisrael v'goymer hu lahazir lo odom shlo yelech achatos hayetzer shematche loy halimut v'hezboinenus v'kiyum ha'toyra al zman mochor. L'zeh bo hakosu v'omar va'ato Yisrael. It's now, it's hayoyim, it's right now. So I was suggesting to you earlier that va'ata means you don't have to worry that the past is haunting you and telling you you can't be what you could be. That's the va'ata. You don't have a right to think that yesterday determines tomorrow. Not in Yiddishkeit. We have bechira, and part of bechira is to be better. That's part of bechira, to be better. We're not automatons. We're not determined genetically. We're not determined like animals are determined. Animals have very limited bechira. They're not really subject to making significant decisions. They don't have choices. But with choice comes the possibility of choosing right. And choosing right means I have the possibility of denying yesterday. That's what I was suggesting in the word va'ata. Don't be frightened by all the failures of the past. Just try a little bit harder. And maybe because we grew up a little bit, we understand things better. And maybe we're not pulled by the Yetzer Hara so easily. We're not seduced by him so easily. But the Chafetz Chaim learns Va'ata, everything is this moment. Everything is now. It's this piece right now. And that's the Yetzer Hara is going to try to push you off. He's going to say it's too much. Maybe do it tomorrow. It doesn't depend just on you. And these are the three things that you have to insist upon. He finishes. You know, the Chafetz Chaim was a very practical person, very practical. So the Chafetz Chaim, he's not satisfied with giving you philosophies. He says, I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. L'moshal, kishakom baboiker hashken, he gets up in the morning. U'misyashay b'nafshay eich lasais, im leilach lebeis hamedrash l'espalil o'lim alachtoi. Should he go to shul? Should he daven? Should he learn? Or should he do other things? Shayach alzeh mashoma hakosu v'ata Yisrael. Think about this moment. You just woke up. What is your obligation at this moment? V'vaday shol me'imok sheyelich l'espalel. V'lo lastos cheftzoy mikoydeh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes first. Kama sh'amu chazal. V'varuch nochus daf yudalim. And achas she'espalel. Then he thinks, what should I do now? Should I learn or should I go home? Should I learn or should I have myself a relaxation? And of course the answer is, what do I have to do now? Ata? Are you advar ma'ela? And kemavur ba'arachayim simen kufnan hey, unless he's weak and he has to go home to eat and so on. After he learns, he asks again, what am I supposed to do now? Right? And so on and so forth. So all of this, if you look at the Ato Yisrael and those three principles, Asha Anoichi Mitzavcha Ayoin, Advarim Ha'Ela, Mitzavcha, you're the one and only, that's number two and number three, and Hayoim number one, you only have today. Says the Chafetz Chaim, if you keep those three points in your mind, then you will never fail. You'll never allow the Yetzer Hara to take over. So there you have it, two different, slightly different perceptions of this interesting word, Va'ato Yisrael. Going back, just to finish up what I was saying to you before, the Ribbono Shel Olam waits till after the Chet HaEgel and after he gives them the second set of luchos, which are the exact same luchos. Nothing changed. Nothing got watered down. That is an unbelievable confident statement by HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Bnei Yisrael. It says you can falter, you can succumb, but you can rise up out of the ashes. And the truth of the matter is, this is the koyach of Klal Yisrael, not only in Avodas Hashem, but it's built into our basic DNA that we cannot, we don't dissolve into nothing because we have challenges. It's unbelievable. You know, I am myself something of a Holocaust survivor because I was born, the ink was not yet on the paper of the ceasefire. The Russians had already taken over Vilna from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. My parents survived the Vilna ghetto. And I was born just mamish right afterwards, after they were liberated by the Russians. My parents went through Gehenna. My father had many years of suffering from the day that he became a Yosin. My father lost his mother when she gave birth to him. He didn't have his mother. And then his father died when he was 9 years old. He was a Yosin from father and mother at the age of nine. He had a very rough childhood. And then when things were looking good and he got married, suddenly Hitler came. And for years he was hounded like rats in the sewer. Anyone else would have gone completely out of his mind or would have simply given up on life. And you know, yeah, you live. You don't want to commit suicide, so you live. But what kind of a life is that? The father picked himself up. He built a mishpacha. He committed himself to Torah. He did a lot of chesed and mitzvahs. He learned a lot of Torah. And he raised children that they should believe and have faith in the future. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. He waits to this. V'hatu Yisrael ma'ashem l'kecha shalom yimach till after the story of the Chet HaEgel. And after the luchos, the same luchos. He says, you see, I'm giving you the same luchos. You can do it. You can be li'yira es Hashem l'kecha. You can be l'leches b'drocha. You can be la'ava oisa. You can be la'ava es Hashem l'kecha. And you know what? It can even be b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Same thing the Rambam describes. Is like a very, very high madrega. The 10th parak of Hilchos Teshuvah, he says it's the highest madrega. So Hashem says, I want that too? He says, yeah, because you can do it. You can reach those madregas. So first of all, you have to have the desire to do it. But before you have the desire to do it, you have to have the knowledge and understanding that you have the capability. You know, you go over to a person, you hand them a grand piano, very expensive, Steinway, cost a fortune, and you say, here, play. He never took a lesson in his life. He doesn't have any natural talent. So he knows in advance that it's hopeless. We have no such hasaga. Our Steinway is the Torah. And a Yid has a hasaga that he can make it. He has an instinct and a talent to be an Eved Hashem. To be an Eved Hashem. It's built in. And he has to overcome a lot of obstacles, maybe. That's true. Some people's Yetzer Hara is greater than others. And sometimes we think it's hopeless. Hashem says, no. Same luchos after the ego. It's okay. You can do it. That's my message for you for this Matan Torah. And this is Hashem Yisbarach. We should be zoicha that all of you, all of us, I'm talking to myself. You know, Reb Chaim Brisker used to darshan twice a year. That was it. So when he darshaned about Pesach, he told a pilpul about Pesach. But when he darshaned on Shabbat Shuvah, he spoke about Shuvah. So Reb Chaim used to say, wait a minute, I have the chutzpah to talk to other people about Shuvah? So he would get up, and the very first thing he would say is, Chaim is talking to Chaim. But it's very hard to talk to yourself, to mutter to yourself, so have an audience. But really, Chaim is talking to Chaim. My name is Aaron. Aaron is talking to Aaron. I'm telling myself, it's Hayyim, it's Mitzavacha, it's Hadvarim Ma'ela. Yes. And I'm also saying that no matter what yesterday did, what yesterday was, and no matter all my failures, everybody has failures. Everybody has failures. I have a second Luchos opportunity. And Va'ata Yisrael is talking to me. And it's Ad Kedei Kach that Hashem says to me, Aaron, listen, Aaron, I want you to know, I expect from you to be aware of your potential and capacity, La'avas Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha. Nothing less. The highest madregas of all. Shebi zoicha to have a tremendous Kabbalah Satira. You have a phenomenal Rebbe. I love him, Avas Nefesh. And I'm sure you love him also. And you don't know what a Rebbe is until 30 years later. That's what I'm telling you. You'll see. You'll see in your life. Oh, when I was in Rabbi Mendelssohn's yeshiva. I want you to know, I was in a yeshiva, small yeshiva that my father sent me to. I was 12 years old. 12 years old. It was the best year of my life. How could I think that when I was 20 years by Rav Soloveitchik? How could I think that when I was 12 years old by that Rebbe, it was the best year of my life? But it was. I was learning 15 hours a day. I said Gantz Tehillim the whole, every single day. I was flying in the heavens. Unfortunately, I got some stomach ailment and the whole thing evaporated. But I still remember it as the most phenomenal year. You know how many years later that is? So I don't have to tell you exactly, but I want you to know that if I was born and the war was still going on, then obviously I'm not exactly 25 years old. So Bezus Hashem Yisbarach, you should know that you'll remember the shiur for many, many years to come. And it'll warm your hearts, and you'll feel privileged that you were zeicha to it. So I wish all of you, you know, Rosh Hashanah time, Tshuva time, Gemar Chasima Teiva. You know, it comes to Kabbalah Satira. It's like Haschola Teiva. Kabbalah Satira is a Haschola Teiva. It's not a Chasima Teiva. But you wish a person Haschola Teiva. Shara Noichi Tzavacha Hayoim Hadvarim Ha'Eila. Atzlocha Rabbah to all of you.